And they race up towards the line.
Russell's going along like a winner.
And a photo finish between second and third.
Oh, it gets close.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Smart Bee Racing Update.
I'm your host, Lewis, and alongside me, as always, is Bryce. How are you, Bryce?
Good, thanks, mate. Thank you for having me and welcome everyone that's listening. Nice weekend, last weekend, mate, and good to get some winners home. Zara Dozy's, I'm really keen to see her in the Oaks and in the upcoming weeks. That was well done, anyone that got the $12 or $13 and an absolute 10 out of 10 from Tom Marquand to go up the rail and never look like losing 200 or 300 out, and then also received a 10 out of 10 from J-Mac on Zoo Gotcha, which I did not think was going to win with 100 to go, and he just punched it out. So good to get those two home, and mate, I'll be all over Zardozzi in the next few weeks, I reckon. How are you doing?
Going well, thanks, mate. Yeah, we got a couple of winners home that we tipped on the show last week, which was good. The other one was the Ash Run in the Pakenham Cup, of course, on Friday night, which was a good one. Let's get stuck in, because I reckon there's some deep fields this weekend and plenty of betting to be done. Golden Slipper weekend, of course, but I thought we could start at the Valley. Race one there is a BM84. I thought this horse coming down from Sydney, the Godolphin horse, Mark Wes, would be hard to beat here. Just think he is a better animal than these. Should be able to hold up and lead from barrier run one around the Valley, if not sort of box seat. And no issues back in Selene. She's a hot rider at the minute in Victoria. And I think she can get us off to a winning start at race one at the Valley. Have you done that race?
I'm right there with you, mate. And Selene is good on front runners and just think it's a class horse. Aristonis, if anyone's still trying to catch that, then good luck to you, because I was hot on that early doors, but, mate, that thing cannot win anymore. Magnus Spin's probably the logical danger, but, yeah, I'm heavily with Mark Weiss as well. To kick off the day, looks a good bet.
Race two. Thought we could be on the favourite again here, Spywire. It's been up for a little while, but it's coming a long, long way back in grade after riding a hot speed in the Blue Diamond. Yeah, deep into a prep, but Kira Maher stable, they know what they're doing with these horses. They can get them racing deep into a prep. And as I say, just coming back so far in grade here, low draw, Johnny Allen round the Valley. I just thought you had to be on. Any thoughts?
Yeah, spot on as well. I'm pretty keen on Storm Boy. I am in his corner. So I think that five-length loss when he sat wide is much better than this lot. That's a good bet at $3.
Race four is a BM84 over 1,500 metres. And you like one here, Bryce?
Yeah, just keen to see how Four Valley goes around the Valley. I know that it does like this trip. And if you go back, second up last prep was second to Vienna Princess, which is really good form for this. Kind of went off the boil for a while, mate. It was kind of a winning machine and then just mixed its form a little bit towards the end of last prep. But you've got a one-length lost, one spoken, second to Vienna Princess, and then the prep prior was just second to Think About It. So it's, you know, it's got the ability. I'm really, the only knock with this, mate, is that you've also got Imperial Lad, who just doesn't know anything else other than leading. So I'm hoping that Four Valley can get to the rail, and if so, it should give a good sight. I think the Valley will suit it. That being said, Frigid has good ability. A few of these are pretty good. But just at that $12 mark, a little each way go, I reckon.
Nice case, mate. Yeah, I found it a pretty tricky race. I sort of had my eye on and tipped up Frigid first up on here a few weeks back, and it was really well back there at Flemington before being a late scratching. It was just three jump outs into that run, had delay. And just here, as you say, it's two other leaders in the race. It's probably going to be locked away there on the rail, and you're getting D Bates, who has of course been riding Pride of Jenny really well, but it's no D Lane, and you know, you're going to have to take a gap and whatnot. So probably just going to watch her, and I might have end up having something on yours. Race five features another horse I tipped up a couple of weeks ago, Roll On High, up in Sydney. Thought it was a great run there, first up in the group one. not entirely sure the Valley's going to suit, but I just think it's a super, super talented horse who's drawn well here, gets the rides and trip that it's clearly looking for. And yeah, I wish I had some of that $5 or $6 that was around early, but I probably still have something on if it gets back out to around that sort of $4 mark. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I tipped it as well, mate. I'm in the same boat. It is a pretty open race. I do respect the favourite. We all know Eternal Flames is good enough to take this out, but I do think Roland Heiser won a beat. And yeah, the market speaks volumes, and it's almost halved in price since opening.
Race 6 is the Alexandra Stakes. Jeez, it's a good card at the Valley, actually, on Saturday. This is another good little race. Best value play for the weekend here for me is backing around the top two or top three in the market, I should say. Sort of want to be on Grinzinger Bell and Vibrant Sun. Start with Grinzinger Bell. I'm not sure what happened last start and why she didn't lead, but it was a huge advantage to be on the fence in run, I think, on that day. And she was off the fence, whereas the other two in the market were on the fence. I think from barrier one, she just kicks up and leads here. And she's going to give a sight and may just keep bouncing. The other one's Vibrant Sun. Again, same day, different race. That outside lead was absolutely smashed late in betting. Big, big go. Sort of did a little bit of work early, kicked, and then got run down late again. Yeah, as I say, off the fence. Think it's the big improver here. Just little knock for me is, a little worry, I should say, is hopefully Sox Nation doesn't punch up too much early and cause it to do too much work. But it's probably, Vibrant Sun's probably the horse on the day that I'm really, really keen to have something on it. It's sort of $10, $360 the drum. I think it can race. It can run a big, big race. Vivier was a sick beat last start I was on. But again, it was on the fence that day. So just looking, like, no knock, but just short enough for me at the price. And then, yeah, Molly Nick is, I don't know, it's struggling to win at the moment. But and I thought it was sort of short enough. It just seems really, really short to me at that 230. Do you have any thoughts here?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Grinzinger Bell. We've kind of spoken about its form in the past. It did beat Roland High quite comfortably. And then it was in that Sheba race at Geelong, then the last year that came out with heaps of form. And ran okay behind Wolfie. So I think that's the one to beat as well. If they can punch up, then I think that's a pretty good price. That's the one I had on top.
Race 7 is the Alistair Clark Stakes. I thought Apulia runs well here. Just got a long way back. First up in the Oz Guineas. Ran home pretty well there. Again, as that day I was talking about, was just really, really hard to circle and win slash run on that day. I thought it did a pretty good job there. It was sort of right alongside Kira Mars' horse, just escapes my name. Name escapes me, King Colorado. It just, the key here is it gets up in trip, and it's a track and distance winner here in the spring before, you know, running really, really well in a derby. So it's $7. So I thought, I know it's a slightly tricky barrier there, it's 14, just might need just a touch of luck early to slot in. But yeah, I think if we get some cover, it can be finishing hard at the end. Any thoughts, Bryce?
I'm going to steer clear of this one, mate. I see your case there. Probably want to see how the track's playing, but yeah, it's got some good form for sure.
Race 8 is the Group 1 William Reid Stakes. The champion Imperatriz is here, back to weight for age. I know you're in love with this horse, Bryce. She dominates betting at $1.75. Are you back here on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a chips in job. I've just 4 out of 4 on the track. Enormous weight swing on a lot of on some of these. It's just hard to see anything getting near it. No barrier 12, but barrier 10. I'd probably rather that than barrier 1, to be honest. And I mean, its weight swing on cylinders enormous. Bella Nipotine is very honest. Could I tip her to beat Imperatriz? Not at all. And then I'm Me Resumes, who's got good ability. I just don't think it's quite up to the champ. And then the rest of them are over $20. So I know it's $1.70 now, $1.65, but any form of luck. And I mean, all the Mooney Valley wins have just been so dynamic. Beat Asphora comfortably, beat IME by 3.5 lengths. I just think it's going to be winning this with a leg in the air. Beat Rothfire by 2.5 lengths. It's beaten Bella Nipotina. So it's pretty much beaten all of these at the Valley. And then, look, big run last start, and now just back at the weights. I just think that's your multi-banker for the weekend.
I think she'll win as well. Race 9 is a 1,200-metre race for the 3-year-old fillies. And you're keen to play here?
Yeah, I really like the last start win of Celestial Storm. I just think $26 might be a smidge overs here. I know I was on it, and sometimes you get a bit biased after a win, but she was clicked up after sort of just sitting the last at the Valley, and the way that she won was really convincing. It just never looked like losing with 300 to go. You could hear, I think it was Matty Hill was calling, he just said, and it's Celestial Storm, and that from then on in, it was just cantered in. I know this is a huge step up in class, but I liked it. It stays at the Valley, and if you pen the run prior where there was issues pulled up, then the win before was excellent. It's just progressive enough to maybe give this a shake. I know there's a lot of class here. Gumdrops is a good horse, Inhibitions, but a few of them have a few sort of are getting a little bit hard to catch that are well in the market, and Count Your Blessings at $8 sort of jumps up from the midweeks at Canterbury. So I don't think she's too bad at $26, mate. Have you got anything in this one?
Yeah, I really like it. Isthmus, each way all day. Isthmus, tracking distance winner here last time in fast time. He's done a roll forward. I think it's actually a really, really talented horse, that horse. And then given I like it, I think the horse way down the bottom there, Bay of Z, who led last time, offered a real good kick in the same race with big gap back to third. Got to be having something on it, but don't think it's going to go to run. I think it's fourth emergency. It's noms for a race on Wednesday next week, so keep an eye out for it if it doesn't run tomorrow, because it was a huge run first up, I thought. Let's head up to Rose Hill, and tackle the group ones. Neither of us have official bets here, but I thought we could sort of go through and share our thoughts quickly, because Golden Slipper is one of the great days in Sydney racing, or great days in Australian racing, I should say. First group one comes up, race number 6, where Riff Rocket is favourite after a placing in the Australian Guineas last start. Tom Kitten is next pick. Any thoughts here?
Probably going to steer clear. I just think the first sort of 4 in the market will be fighting it out, and there's not a whole lot to split them. I know Riff Rocket had the measure of King Colorado last time they met, but it wasn't an enormous margin. And yeah, I just think it'd be reasonably close between the first 4 in the market, mate. Have you got anyone sights on?
I thought it was interesting that Nash hops off Tom Kitten. They bring Hugh Bowman from Hong Kong to ride. I'm just not sure that Nash has been the right rider for Tom this prep. It's clearly a horse with a stack of ability, and Hugh might unlock the key for him. The only other one I want to just give an honourable mention to was, yeah, that Cap Ferret, number 8. It's been crying out for 2,000 metres. If you go back and have a look at its first up 2 runs, and even its run behind Tom Kitten in the Spring Champion Stakes, I think it's a sort of middle distance staying horse with some ability. And interesting, they get the right gate here, third up, and Ryan Moore takes the ride. So, yeah. I'm going to have something small on it. Race 7 is an absolute cracker. It's the Group 1 George Ryder Stakes over the 1,500. The Everest winner, think about it, is favourite, but has drawn super wide in Barrier 17. So what do they do from there? Do they go back? I think they probably do. Militarise, NCAP, Vait, and then out to Lady Laguna, who was a big winner last start. Any thoughts?
Oh, it's a really hard one. I think the two best horses in the race, to think about it, and Lady Laguna is absolutely humming. We saw the form Frank last weekend, and then you've got Militarize as well. So it's pretty hard. I think they're the three best horses in the race, and they've drawn 12, 17, and 7. So I've got to steer clear. I think a lot of it will come down to the best ride wins, but they're the three that the market sort of has gravitated towards, and I think that's fair enough. Have you got anyone?
I just thought, I know we tipped Amenable up strong here last start. It was smashed in betting, led him up, and just knocked off late. And just the day where just everything seemed to go wrong. But I think it's fitter for that. It had trialed, like it'd been gelded before the start of this prep. It'd been trialing awesome. It's got some cracking runs going back to last prep. That run in the Group 1 at 1400 at Caulfield, where it just absolutely hummed home. It was a cracker. And the low draw here with Zara, I think it might do something here. Race 8's the big one, the Golden Slipper. And it's been pretty well talked about as being one of the great slippers of the last 10 years, if not of all time. It's an absolute cracking race with a heap of different form angles coming in. Which way are you leaning?
Yeah, it's a really good race. I'm probably not going to bet into it. I do think Storm Boy's well above average. I'm seeing a lot of people keen to pot him with speed in the race, ability, form, etc. But off what we've seen, I've been pretty impressed, and I think it's well above average horse. I do think he'll win, but I do respect history and Switzerland and the J-Mac factor of him getting on. There's a few you can make a case for. I think the market's got them pretty well down pat. I think Storm Boy will keep drifting and bookies will be keen to take him on. I also think he'll win. There is a lot of speed, but he's a star. That being said, if Switzerland does take this out, not shocked at all. What about you, mate? I know that's a very basic opinion with the two market chances are, but look, I think the market's got it right. What do you reckon?
I think I'm staying out. I think Storm Boy is the best horse. I think inside barrier for it might be a little bit tricky. Like it looks a big beast of a horse, and whether it just gets strung up inside, I'm not too sure. I mean, the horse that sort of half interests me was Espionage. There, I think it needs a scratching or two to get in, but it's sort of $26, and after starting $4 in a key lead up, but things just didn't go right. So wouldn't be surprised if it ran well, if it gets a start. We've got another Group 1 in Sydney. Yep, the Galaxy. It's the 1,100-metre sprint race. Osmosis resumes after winning the Group 1 Coolmore, of course, on Derby Day. It's 460, but it's drifting. Aft Cabin. Next pick. It was a bit unlucky there first up, and had been trying well before that run. It's $5, and then Sunshine in Paris has been the one that's been really well backed early. Sort of open $13 or thereabouts, and is into $7.50. Are you having a bet here?
I can't, mate. There's too many horses I can make a case for. I initially thought Private Eye was a ripping bet. Very unlucky last start. Second to Imperatrice by 0.2 before. But then the Imperatrice forms all over this. You've got Uncommon James, who was beaten by Asphora, but then was also third to Imperatrice with Asphora in that race. Don't think Asphora is going as well at the moment. And then Buenos Noches was ripping home behind Imperatrice in the past and pulled up with issues last start. And that's 23-16 with my man Gibbo on. So yeah, lots to make a case for here. I think they're the three or four I've always taken on Aft Cabin since day dot. Osmosis is short enough. But, yeah, this is very, very hard race. I think literally anything could win this. What do you think?
I've got nothing to add, to be honest, mate. It looks a super tough race to me. I might have something on Aft Cabin because I was keen on him first up and didn't have the best of luck, but not a whole deal of confidence there. And then just to round us off, we've both got one at Adelaide. So let's zoom across there to Morphettville, race 5. was the first race we wanted to talk about. I've got one here. One of Brent Stanley's, Salui, heads across the border first up. Just think it did some nice things last prep in Melbourne before they threw him in the deep end at the Coolmore. Looks to have been jumping out really, really well. And yeah, I think he can run really, really well there first up. And then lastly, race eight is one that you wanted to talk about, the feature Claire Lindop Stakes. What do you like here?
Yeah, best till last. I think the Autumn Bell's a really good bet. I've been with her all prep. She's been great. Two wins and a massive win. Two back at Geelong with Maddie Lloyd swerving through the field to get up. And then last start ran into fire of Aetna, who just led and couldn't quite get there. Drops a stack of weight, gets up to the 1600 again, which was where I think her best run was. And scratchings have just really ripped this apart, mate. You've only got Wixton now as a $1.90 favourite, and then the Autumn Bell, and it's out to double figures. And I could flip them around. I think Wixton's okay, but it fell into the Sharper, who, yeah, won the other night, broke maiden, but that's it. That's that maiden form. And it's it just fell across the line. I know it had good form prior, but the Autumn Bell's got the runs on the board. She's got two wins, and they've both been brilliant, and then last start second, and they gapped third by half the straight. So I'm really keen to be with her, mate. I wouldn't be surprised if she got smacked in betting. I think 460 still is a really good bet. I'll rate her around 250. I could probably have the Quickster about $3.
Beautiful, mate. All right, that'll do us for this week. Plenty of tips there. Hopefully we can get a few home. Just a reminder to give us a photo, a follow, I should say, on our social media channels. They'll be in the show notes, and also to give the boys on the sports podcast a listen. Thanks very much for your time, Bryce, and good luck to everyone at home.
Yeah, thanks, mate. If we win every single bet, then I want people to send in photos as well, celebrations. It's plenty to bet on. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Race is going 11 length winner.
And a photo finish between second and third. Oh!